Carl Meyer is used to getting up close and personal with one of Hawaii's apex predators. He spent the past 2 years tagging tiger sharks in Hawaii to study their behavior. He cues up a video from a camera he attached to a shark off Maui in January, peak mating season for tiger sharks.
You can see that initially, the tiger shark is swimming fairly steadily just above the reef.
A second later, the shark spots something off camera and speeds ahead, circling whatever it found.
You're going to see it going into a series of tight turns. And suddenly, another tiger shark comes into view. It's a brief flirtation. So you can see how this camera technology allows us to get a shark's eye view of what they're actually doing.
The shark's eye view camera was just one of many tools Meyer and his team used to study shark behavior in the Hawaiian Islands. The new research shows tiger sharks naturally prefer swimming in waters off Maui. Part of that is due to Maui's larger shelf or habitat below the shoreline.
Maui Nui, Maui and her three sister islands, have more of this insular shelf habitat than all of the other main Hawaiian islands combined. And this Maui Nui shelf is a highly productive habitat that contains a wide variety of organisms that are natural prey items for tiger sharks.
Prime shark hotspots were also close to popular beaches and recreation sites along Maui's coast. And while Hawaii saw a spike of shark attacks in 2012 through 2014, Meyer stressed the likelihood of getting bit is still rare.
The visits by individual sharks are infrequent and brief, and that there are thousands of people in the water, and despite this near daily presence of these animals just passing through, the number of bites remains very low. The risk of being bitten by a shark around Maui remains low.
Shark behavior doesn't seem to be changing over time, but people's behavior is changing.
Bruce Anderson is an administrator for the DLNR's Division of Aquatic Resources. He says these days, kayaking, spearfishing, and stand-up board paddling has placed people in waters farther offshore.
There are more people in the water now than there were before. The opportunity for interactions with sharks is increasing.
Suggestions for steering clear of sharks include avoiding murky water, swimming in groups, and staying close to shore. Molly Solomon for HPR News.